Jason, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I really appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
No problem. I'm loving it. I'm in Ireland right now at the moment, just looking at the winter skies starting to come and stay, basically.
You're probably going to hate me for this, but I've never been to Ireland before. I'd love to come over to Dublin because I love Guinness, and apparently Guinness is so much better in Dublin than anywhere else.
It is. I will say that for sure. Yeah, I mean, and most of Ireland, you know, especially out in the countryside, because, you know, they get really nice Guinness. And my dad used to make it. So
really?
Yeah. My dad is the last Byrne to work in Guinness's, like in that line of family, in something like 150 years or whatever it was. So it's just insane. So yeah, Guinness is definitely nice here because my dad made it.
Apparently, Bono's got a nice penthouse in Dublin as well. Have you been there?
Oh yeah, no, I haven't. But I met a guy who was, and his name was Mike Myers. Do you remember him?
Yes,
I
think I've heard of Mike Myers.
Right. Well, I was in a nightclub years ago in the Clarence, which is where the U2 have that penthouse.
Right.
And Mike Myers was sitting on his own, and he came over and sat with us. He had no idea what we were. This is about 10 years ago. Nobody really knew who we all were. And I said, oh, hiya. And he goes, oh, hiya, can I sit with you? Because I'm on my own. I went, okay. I said, you're Mike Myers? He goes, yeah, I'm Mike Myers. I'm just doing a movie here. I went, okay. And I said, where are you staying? And he looked at us, and he put up his thumbs, nodded his head, and said, the penthouse.
How cool is that? That's a brilliant story, isn't it?
It is a good story because he said he was just freaked. He goes, guess you stay there. I went, who? Tina Turner. I know, yeah, he couldn't believe it. But then we found out afterwards the reason why he sat with us was that he was doing a movie, and it was an Irish movie, and he was trying to do the Dublin accent. So he was copying what we were saying, and he was brilliant at it. Really good.
Do you know what? This seems to be a regular thing that actors go into bars to pick up the accents. Because I had a guy on the phone recently who was sat in a bar, and this happened to be in Ireland as well, I believe. And it was Brad Pitt filming a movie with Daniel Day-Lewis, and they went into a bar again to get the accent.
Oh, that wasn't... I mean, well, Daniel Day-Lewis wasn't in Snatch. I remember Brad Pitt playing an Irish guy in Snatch, but he was supposed to play an Irish traveller.
Jason, you're going to be at the Town Hall in Birmingham on the 30th of September. You're going to be in Dudley at the Concert Hall on the 8th of October and at the Oaken Gates in Telford on the 13th. Now, this is your Cirque de Byrne tour, which this is what you've just done at Edinburgh, is that right?
Yeah, I started off in Australia in March. And, I mean, the show is different. It's like it's very different every night because, you know, the audience get involved quite a lot. So it can depend on the audience, like which way the show goes. And so far, it's gone pretty well. You know, it's been insane. My last show I did in Bromsgrove the other night.
Right.
And I asked a guy in the back was shouting something at me, and I said, oh, you sound posh. Are you an authoritative figure? And he said, no. I said, are you a doctor? And he said, no. But I do work in a doctor's surgery. And I went, okay, so you're not a doctor, but you work in a doctor's surgery. So I said, okay, that means you're either a magazine or a plant. The crowd loved it, right? So we never saw him, and he was basically just called Charlie the Plant for the rest of the gig. When I went off stage for the first half, like to have a break, I came back on stage, and the audience had dragged a massive palm tree plant from the reception and put it on stage.
That's brilliant.
And they'd written Charlie on it.
That is brilliant.
So that's the kind of stuff to expect.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's so good. You've been to Edinburgh, like, is it 10 or 12 times now?
Oh, it's really sad. It's the 16th year in a row.
Wow, 16th year.
Yeah, it's crazy, carry on. I mean, there's not many people, I mean, ahead of me. I mean, there's Stuart Lee and there's Richard Herring. They've all been there. Like lots and another handful of acts have been there as well. Oh yeah, Arthur Smith, of course. But I mean, to them I'm nothing. But for most acts, that's quite long.
You strike me as somebody, and this is, I don't think this is, or many comedians can say this, but is a person who, if you meet you normally in the pub, say, you're pretty similar to when you're on stage. And normally for comedians, it's totally different. It's a complete act. What is that true?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, of course, I don't have that much energy in a pub for the whole night because then people will go, seriously, just give him a bit more drink, get him to calm down.
Yeah.
But because I think the reason is because I come from a family background. Like, I've got kids. I do have a real life like everybody else. I did have a real job for many years, so I do know where everybody is coming from. So, and one of my favourite things to ever do before I did stand-up was to go and socialise and have a laugh in the pub. So I still do that, yeah, totally. You know, but I mean, of course, that's not to say that if there's any mad people out there that want to come up to me,
Yeah.
And start talking to me in the pub.
We'll bear that in mind. That you might find a few people in Dudley or in Telford that might want to do that if you happen to be socialising in that area.
Oh, listen, I've had, like, at the end of the gig so far, like in Britain or whatever, and in Edinburgh and everything, when I'm finished and I say goodnight, people are kind of shouting at me, and I have to go, yeah, at the end, what is it? And they go, do you want to go for a pint? Or in a full venue with like 1,000 people, there's like people in the front going, do you want a pint?
Hey, do you know, we've got this thing happening in West Brom in a few days' time. It's on the 23rd of September.
In the football club?
No, not in the football club. It's not far from the football. It's a place called The Public, and it's about comedians starting up. It's called Starter for 10, and 10 comedians get 10 minutes on stage, and they've put some stuff of them forward to get the chance to do it. And I've been asked to compare it. Now, I've never compared a comedy night, and I think normally, if you compare a comedy night, you've got to be funny.
Yes,
don't they normally tell a few gags?
Yeah, they can do, but what I tend to do, and I'm sure you're going to be very good at it, is... Just talk to the audience in between the acts, and then you'll be no problem. Just like as if you're interviewing them, just like pick out one or two of them. Just go, how's it going? What do you do? What do you work at? And then just make that's what I do.
Okay,
So if you've no gags, then you're going to have to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be standing there just, and they'll be staring at you, and you'll be staring at them.
I should take your advice on that, Jason. But also, have you got any advice to? Because comedians will be listening in now because they know that you're on, and these will be some of the guys that are performing on that night who are getting into comedy for the first time. So, what kind of advice would you give sort of younger people?
Always say it with confidence, because if you do, then the audience will believe you, and then they'll laugh at it. That's how it works.
There you go.
Because if you go on stage and go, I was in the shot, they go, no, you weren't. You weren't in the shot. you weren't in the shop.
Even you saying that, though, is funny. That's the thing.
Yeah, you have to go on and go, I was in the shop the other day. And they go, yes, he was.
Fantastic. Listen, Jason, I know you've got to get on. Thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to you coming here because you're absolutely brilliant.
Okay, thanks for having us.